June 20. Gifts from above. We, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Romans chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. Spiritual gifts are tools, not toys. They are not to be played with or used to attract people to ourselves, but employed by God through us for His purposes and for His glory. Whatever our gifts may be the abilities to do with speaking or with serving, they are given for the well-being of the church. God gives these gifts in order that, as we use them as He intends, the body of Christ as a whole might be strengthened. They're not given as an opportunity to advance an individual's cause or for displays of greatness, but in order that the unity, harmony, and progress of all God's people might be strengthened. That is why we have gifts that differ, so that we would learn to serve each other and depend on each other. Yet God's gifts are only able to promote harmony and well-being when they are exercised in a spirit of genuine humility. The body of each local church grows only to the extent that each part is working properly. Before encouraging his readers to use their gifts, Paul had already prefaced his discourse on spiritual gifts by mentioning humility, urging everyone not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. Without humility, spiritual gifts can lead to chaos. We would not give power tools to teenagers without proper instruction and oversight, nor would we give them chainsaws to run around with, unless we wanted absolute havoc. Similarly, spiritual gifts must be used for their proper function and in the right manner so that mayhem does not ensue. So Paul tells the Corinthian church, a church full of gifts, but not full of wisdom about how to use them, that while it is good to desire and celebrate spiritual gifts, the more excellent way to put them to use is to do so patiently, kindly, and humbly, that is, with love. We must remember that gifts are gifts. Their source is God. Therefore, boasting as if they are our own is foolish, and using them for our own benefit is inexcusable. If, however, we practice humility as we use them and learn to live in harmony with one another, then we will see the fruit of God's work in and through us. In what ways has God gifted you? Rejoice in that. In what ways is He calling you to use those gifts for the good of your church and for the glory of His Son? Go do that.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created for Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.